And now let's move to a different part of the Grand Rapids Art Museum. With a nod toward Billy Joel, the Grand Rapids Art Museum's in a New York state of mind these days, thanks to a special exhibition that's running for the summer. T.J. Wilcox, In the Air, is a multimedia celebration of the Big Apple's skyline by artist T.J. Wilcox. We say hello now to the director of the Grand Rapids Art Museum, Dana Friese-Hansen. So good to be here with you, Dana, and thank you so much for welcoming stateside to this beautiful museum and this very cool exhibit that we're sitting in right now.
We're excited to have you here.
Well, let's have you, if you can, give us a sense of what we're sitting in, because it's a very, very different kind of exhibition.
That's a big, tall order, but imagine walking into a square room into which is inserted a circular screen, 36 feet across, 7 feet high, and there are 10 projectors above our heads, projecting onto this circular screen a 360-degree panoramic view of New York City. It was shot all in one day. The film runs start to finish about 30 minutes and scans dawn to dusk. Every minute has something different. It's speeded up in time. There is one clock tower, so you can kind of tell time. If you were imagining the room as a clock, it's kind of at 12 o'clock, I think quite poetically. But as you turn around, I mean, you can see amazing things happening with the clouds, with the shadows, with airplanes. And so it's a rich experience, in many ways contemplative.
Very much so. And it's interesting, as you sit and look, you don't see cars, you don't see storefronts because we're up at the rooftop. It looks very different and very ageless. I'm wondering why it was so exciting for you to bring an exhibition all about New York City here to Grand Rapids.
One of the things that interests us in the Grand Rapids Art Museum is the urban experience. We are a downtown museum. We opened in 2007, right at the center. We are adjacent to the wonderful park called Ecliptic, the artwork designed by Maya Lin that forms Rosa Parks Circle. There's an amphitheater, there's fountains, there's, in the wintertime, a skating park. So being part of the hubbub of the downtown, in fact, I live downtown, I love downtown, I'm a kind of urban person. So for the museum, as part of our programming, is to think about what does it mean to be a downtown museum, to be part of a city, and to look at how other cities celebrate architecture, celebrate public participation, and also the change of time. And one of the things that, in talking with TJ, the artist, I realized that what we can offer is his view of the rooftop of his building. That's where it was filmed, what inspired him. But I'm hoping that viewers who come here will walk outside our doors and see Grand Rapids and see other cities afresh and anew.
And at the same time that In the Air is going to be running, you're also, speaking of cooperation and collaboration, you're putting together kind of a, we'll call it a kind of a crowdsourced exhibit about Grand Rapids called On the Ground.
Exactly. So we felt that Grand Rapidians have unique views and unique histories about where they live. And so adjacent to the exhibition is an iterative, interactive project where people can send photographs and stories to our website, artmuseumgr/on the ground, and in a couple days we'll print them out, put them up. And so I encourage people to come back over time and see how that interesting sort of collaborative crowdsourced piece develops over time.
Yeah, it's fun. You've already got some there, but we know that as the summer goes on, that wall's going to be full of images and people's view of their city. Well, TJ Wilcox In the Air runs from now till August 30th, and you can get all the details at artmuseumgr.org. Dana Friese-Hansen, our kind host today and director of GRAM, pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you so much.
And thank you.